Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, July 25th, 2024, pre-market report. Just sit back for a moment, people. So what are we getting? What are we hearing? What are we seeing? Well, exactly what we would expect. More lies, deceptions, propaganda, and that's all this is. It's an insane asylum, the United States, and the laughing stock of the world. So with regard to economic news that we got today, let's look into this just a little bit. Front page of Market Watch. Durable goods orders fall sharply in June. Factory activity in a death spiral. Manufacturing done. We've become an import nation. We don't make anything anymore. We do still export not just propaganda to the rest of the world, and that's really what this is leading up to right now because it's too much. But obviously, we continue to export inflation to the world, and we're going to talk more about that because we heard from our illustrious mummified president. He had something to say about that, and hold that thought. Anyway, so let's just sum this up right off the bat. Durable goods orders fall sharply in June. This is Market Watch with factory activity in a death spiral, as I just told you. Manufacturing, it's over. But again, this is what they want you to believe. Are you ready for this? This is a headline from CNBC. The U.S. economy grew at a 2.8% pace in the second quarter. Much more than expected, people. Start using this resource here. This is Statista here. Okay, great resource with regard to finding out what the real numbers are. According to Statista here, the United States is spending 3% on war alone. Not just government expenditures, because we're going to talk about that in a moment here. War alone. So strip out spending for war. And understand, war spending isn't just on the kinetic activity, how they describe it, with regard to actual war. It's the buildup toward war. Okay, so pretty obvious what I'm talking about here. War spending, building up the war machine, utilizing that war machine. It's all war spending. The United States economy is dependent. What did I write here? Oh, yeah. War spending alone stands at 3% GDP. The United States economy is dependent on war. Much more than that, too. It's dependent on people being dependent on the system. Let's put this together a little bit more. You understand, you and I don't know how long we've been talking about this, that the current situation is such that they need and are creating more slaves to the system, more dependency on the system. So let's say a group of people are now more dependent on the system than they were, let's say, a year ago. That spending on those people that are now dependent on the government, that is obviously added into GDP. So a higher GDP, more people dependent on the system, getting a check from the government, that's added to GDP. And GDP goes up. So, I mean, strip that out too. We are so deeply in the negative with regard to GDP. Now, I want to read something to you from, again, Statista here. So, ratio of government expenditure to gross domestic product in the United States. Are you ready? Just listen to this, crazy. The ratio of government expenditure to GDP in the United States was forecast to increase between 2024 and 2029 by a total of 0.2 percentage points. Currently, in 2024, the ratio of government expenditures for the U.S. as a percentage of GDP stands at 37.05%. 37.05%. Again, the more that our government is spending on anything they want to spend it on, whether it's the build-up to war, building up the war machine, utilizing that war machine, having people dependent on the system, well, the higher GDP is going to go, of course. You can't make this stuff up if you try to, people. It's absolutely impossible to do. Now, let's move a little forward real quick here. So this is our illustrious Biden mummified president. Biden says, although he has now, of course, stepped out of the race and he's passing the torch to Kaka Kamala. That's my new name. Kaka Kamala, all right, and Biden. They are going to keep fighting for lower costs as he passes the torch. Well, you know, We're hearing the same thing out of course, who I still believe is going to be the next selected president, and that's Trump. But they're also saying the same thing as well. Again, two wings of the same bird. They're going to make sure that rates are kept lower. So you can go out and swipe and borrow and sign cash into existence. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You see, with Biden, Kaka Kamala, and the big T, Trump, are not going to tell you. They can't tell you this because they're not allowed to, or maybe they're too stupid, the collective three of them. But they're not that stupid. Trump isn't at least not that stupid. Neither is Kaka Kamala. Biden, he's off in another world here. But you can't have suppressed rates and have a stronger currency. So what that means is you can count on heavy losses with regard to purchasing power, massive currency devaluation. Does that sound familiar to you? Well, I hope it does, people. Anyway, that's where we're going. The big three here, all of them aligned against you. They're not going to save you. All right, so here we go again. Let's talk about seasonality. This is also front page of Market Watch. Corporate insiders are dumping stock at their fastest pace in more than a decade. People are going to look at this and go, oh no, this could be a market crash. This is seasonality. I told all of you right here. You don't believe me? Go check my post-market video Tuesday. I said watch volatility. Watch what's going to happen from Tuesday, what would be yesterday, moving forward through now, through the rest of August. You're going to see a lot of very strong moves in this market to the downside and to the upside. Expect it. So this is just these corporate insiders trying to get in front of it. Okay, look, they want to play that seasonality game. I don't want to play that seasonality game. What I'm going to be doing here, and I hope my lions are going to be doing as well, is looking for every freaking opportunity to get longer the market, to buy more stock. Look, this is it. This is the MMRI from this morning. What do you notice? Downward trend. Okay, this is the Fed buying debt. This is the Fed weakening the dollar. You think it's going to stop here with Biden making his promises about, oh, he's going to lower prices for you? First of all, he has no power to do that. Does he print the currency? Does Kaka Kamala print the currency? Or does Trump print it? No, comes right out of the Federal Reserve. You can't make it up. As long as this trend continues, I'm going to tell you again, all right, my lions are laughing. They're buying it all. We're buying it all, okay, including any dip that comes along with regard to precious metals, which they're getting hit pretty good this morning. You got cryptocurrencies under pressure. We're buying. The market drops, we're buying because it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. Did you notice what happened to stock futures this morning? They were down across the board. I don't know what they're doing right now. But as soon as we got this abysmal news, the abysmal news with regard to, again, durable goods orders down sharply, factory activity in a death spiral, manufacturing over. And then they float this out. Our economy grew. It grew. It grew nowhere. This number's fake. It's completely manufactured. And again, if you want to believe this number, take out war spending alone and we're in the negative. And then with over 37% of U.S. GDP on government spending, where they're getting that cash from, we're completely broke. You ever think about these kinds of things? You should. Because we don't have the cash. It's coming straight out of the Federal Reserve and we're watching what? Debts and deficits hyperballoon like we've never seen before. Who called this before it happened? You and I did. You and I did, people. You can't make any of this stuff up if you try to. This is a freak show that is, I told you, you know, once in a while, Greg Mannarino blows his stack off. I'm going to vape block one day, people. I really, really am. You can't make any of this stuff up. So anyway, start using this resource here. If you know, Shadow Stats, another one here. All this stuff is insane. But again, this 37.05% U.S. As a percentage of GDP, government spending, it's just astronomical. No one would have ever thought that. Going back just, I don't know, maybe even 10 years ago. But that's where we are. And the lies and the distractions and the deceptions. And, oh, we're going to lower prices for you, but we're going to make sure the Federal Reserve continues to buy it all. Yes, that's Biden. That's Kaka Kamala. That's the big T as well. You think these people work for you? The joke is on you. if you believe that's true. We, you and me, we're all we got. And we got to watch for each other, period. And that's it. It doesn't matter who they select. If you think it's going to change debts and deficits ballooning or anything else there, dependency on the system, government spending, war spending, whether we're actually, again, at war, a kinetic energy, or we're building up to war. It's all the same. It's war spending, people. No spending for peace, though. None. All for war. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. You can't make this stuff up. You can't. Again, U.S. economy dependent on war. And we are going to get a lot more war. Just count on that too. One way or the other. They're going to push us again into something else. Can't you smell it? Taste it? It's coming, people. All right, look, this guy here loves you from the heart. I want to hear from you. What do you think about all this stuff we just covered today? Is this just too much? Is actually, or is it exactly what you and I would expect? I would have to say it's exactly what you and I would expect. More lies, deceptions, distractions, fake numbers. It's just insane. But the truth is always hidden in plain sight, and it's very easy to see through the veil that they try to put in front of all of us. Isn't it crazy? All right, look, love you a lot from the heart. Mean that with all I got. I want to hear from you. Please share the video. Get it out there. I will see you later for the live stream, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern. Like I always tell you, let them play their games, people. We're going to continue to play ours. You know why? Because we're smarter than they are, and they think we're stupid, and we're not. See you later.